Biden has made another projection that in about 3 years, we should be a hub in this country. And we should now even be able to freely now, without any arguments, really, we talk about exporting electricity to even neighboring countries and people from within the region. And that is part of the goal here trying to be achieved. But also with this particular plant, there's quite a number of benefits just in the construction process. I think it should have started in about from the 10th of July last year. Within about the 10 months of its construction, we've seen a number of jobs, about 1,300 jobs that have been created for people, and 98% of those going towards the local communities. But even after, post the commissioning, there's still a lot of expectations, about 100 jobs expected, 40 that should be in direct jobs, and 60 should be indirect jobs. So there's a number of benefits that we are hoping to see and are looking forward to seeing from this, even beyond the electricity supply, but even more so towards local communities benefiting, something that the president talked about. And we must say again, big ups to Stanbic Bank for financing this particular project and being an all-weather partner or the friend in ensuring that Zambia gets to realize some of these benefits. We'll get some more of your contributions via the WhatsApp line. You can keep sending them as we get your thoughts on this conversation. We have the main news at 8 coming up next. The time right now is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Caritas Zambia concerned about weak and divided opposition. Farmers split between FRA and private buyers in maize marketing season. Trump global aid cuts risk 14 million deaths in 5 years, says report. To present the news, I'm Lusubilo Gondwe. Caritas Zambia has expressed concern over the state of political opposition in the country, describing it as weak, divided, and often embroiled in internal disputes. Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Maplanga notes that the main opposition party's divisions set the tone for the rest of the opposition landscape, leading to unstable checks and balances. In an interview with Phoenix News, Father Maplanga says despite the current situation, he remains hopeful and is encouraging opposition leaders to put aside their differences and work together for the greater good of the country. He has emphasized the need for a united opposition to provide effective checks and balances.
They are not there, unless the PM, which has some things here and there, but it is in disarray. So when people look at all this, they will say that the opposition is weak. But the opposition has an opportunity also to gather themselves, to come together and become strong. If they don't come together, they will not. They will remain weak, and the ruling party of course will get the best. If we continue like this, they will win.
The National Union for Small-Scale Farmers in Zambia says this year's maize marketing season is presenting a 50-50 situation, with some farmers opting to sell to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, while others are turning to private buyers. NUSFAS Executive Director Ebony Lologi tells Phoenix News that due to the limited purchasing capacity by FRA, a larger share of the market is being driven by private sector players, generally entailing that whoever offers a better price will secure the maize. Mr. Lologi notes that most private buyers tend to align their offers close to the FRA's maize buying price, especially this year when a bumper harvest is influencing prices through market forces of demand and supply. He adds that mode of payment and logistics are becoming crucial in influencing farmer decisions, with buyers who pay faster and follow farmers to their locations, reducing transport costs and giving them an advantage. Meanwhile, the union has welcomed the opening of satellite depots, saying this move will ease access and enable more farmers to offload their produce without long-distance travel.
A lot of factors also might come into play, you know, such as the mode of payment or the payment terms. If let's take, for instance, other private buyers or private market players are offering maybe the same price as FRA or something close, and they are offering cash. Normally, the farmers would prefer to go to such buyers. Okay, and also sometimes you find that maybe the buyers can even come to the doorstep of a farmer, which eliminates a transportation costs maybe to the nearest depot.
Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has called on government to empower local communities that are independently discovering mineral deposits in their areas, urging a more inclusive and sustainable approach to mining. Mr. Sinkamba has commended Zambian youths and rural communities for taking the initiative to explore and identify valuable mineral resources, often without external support. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sinkamba explains that it is encouraging to see young people and local communities taking the lead in discovering minerals across the country, describing it as a significant step forward for community-led development, which should be supported and not discouraged. He has criticized the current trend where locals who uncover mineral-rich areas are sidelined in favor of large-scale foreign or private investors. Mr. Sinkamba is urging authorities to instead provide technical and financial support to local miners, allowing them to operate sustainably while benefiting from the resources found on their own land.
This country for a long time has been claiming to be richly endowed with minerals. We have failed to establish where these minerals are, except for copper and the traditional one that we've been mining, coal, you know. Yet, when you go to Congo, you find they're mining several minerals. You go to Zimbabwe, you go to Botswana, go to Angola, you go to Tanzania, then you start asking yourself, how unfair was God to try and replace minerals in all these countries other than Zambia? But then the people have taken up the challenge, they are discovering minerals, and now we know that we have a lot of gold around, and we also know that we have tantalized.
Nchifa Enterprises, the contractor upgrading 16.5 kilometers of township roads in Kitwe, says it is facing challenges due to water pipes placed on the roads. Site engineer Leonard Katuta, in an interview with Phoenix News, has expressed frustration over delays in addressing the issue, citing Nkana Water Supply and Sanitation Company's slowness in responding to the issue. Mr. Katuta says there's urgent need to properly bury the water pipes and electric cables to prevent damage and road quality compromise. He has called for regular communication and collaboration among stakeholders to mitigate potential challenges and project delays.
These utility companies fall under the Ministry of Water Development, Water and Sanitation. So I think these are government to government issues. I would actually implore the powers that may be to engage their counterparts from the Ministry of Energy and sanitation, I mean water and sanitation, so that the, you know, when they get a call from their bosses, they jack up as compared to a local contractor going to talk to them, because if it were a Chinese, they would have been